Welcome to my underground lair. You're just in time. Enjoy the show.
High-tech hype is on the endangered species list. Right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to begin phase two of our evil project. Or is it phase? I don't know phases. Anyways, this is the phase in which we put a giant laser on the moon. The key to this plan is the giant laser. Begin
laser.
Ignition sequence.
Begin laser ignition!
Fire the laser!
Yeah, that's good. That's good old stuff. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. That is a toll-free call nationwide.
Now I'm remembering that was we had that laser guy on.
Yes, yes, yes.
As a guest a long time ago.
Yes.
And then we did
and
it just
that
for
was
him.
The thing, yeah. We also did the one where he just wants a shark with a freaking laser on his
attached
head.
To their heads. Yes.
fun stuff. What were we talking about? Oh, we were talking about, well, essentially it's Facebook versus the EU. And here's the problem that I always run into, and I guess it's because I'm just such a skeptic. Maybe a paranoid schizophrenic, I don't know. But, you know, who do you trust the most? Because Facebook is disputing this particular report. It was produced as a result of the Irish Data Protection Commissioner oversight of Facebook and other entities on the web on behalf of the EU. And Facebook is disputing that they give their users complete control over how things are utilized and that the report is wrong. Well, here's what I think is happening. And I don't know this for certain, but I'm pretty sure. Facebook allows you to delete the account. Facebook allows you to say, don't track me with cookies. Well, maybe the cookies from last month before you made that decision or before you deleted that account are still on your computer. Well, Facebook isn't going to go on your computer, and it would not be right for them to go onto your computer and remove those cookies. You have to do it. And until you do, it continues to track you. So, you know, that's and again, I would not bet my life that that's the reality, but I would certainly bet yours.
Sure.
That's the way things are working out for them. And you know, it's, and as is typical, and again, listen, I'm making a lot of suppositions here that may not be accurate. But when you think about how governmental bodies tend to do things, they kind of play fast and loose with the facts and the details. They don't necessarily get into particularly highly technical stuff. I'll bet you that's what's going on. So, leads me to one of the things that I talk about a lot, which is kind of keeping your computer clean. And CCleaner is one of those products that I recommend, absolutely free. By the way, don't necessarily recommend, if you want to support them. I mean, here's my thing. For me, most of the free products are better than their paid for products. And I'll tell you why. CCleaner, to me, also falls into this category. Although they're paid for products, very good. What they do, and it isn't entirely to manipulate you, but I think at least partially to get you to see, wow, this is worth $25 because of all these additional features. Well, in my opinion, most of those additional features make it less desirable to have on your computer because it usually means they are going to be loaded into memory automatically. They're going to be a bunch of management done automatically. And that may sound like a good thing, but it isn't always, especially when you have 6 or 8 different products doing that. They don't always work together real well. And they're just all stacking memory and processing needs on top of each other in producing nothing for you. I mean, maybe they're doing a decent job of deleting cookies and that sort of stuff real time, but it isn't really necessary for you to do that. Download CCleaner, get the free version, and if you want to support them, just send them a payment, just like a donation. Mm-hmm. Or I suppose you could buy the one that does all this stuff. And then just uncheck all the real-time monitoring. I think that's a negative. So in any event, whatever version of CCleaner you use, that's the tool that I would recommend, that you get rid of those cookies that Facebook leaves on your machine once you've decided, if you have decided, to remove your Facebook account or have them stop tracking you. An important thing to do every once in a while. Now, it isn't like the old days. I remember when people first became aware of cookies, and it was kind of perceived as almost like viruses. Mm-hmm. And they aren't. They're really, most of the time, fairly benign. But they can be used to track you, and that's actually their primary purpose. And they do remain on your computer pretty much until you get rid of them. I mean, they're either updated by the service on the internet that creates them, or you get rid of them. Mm-hmm. And CCleaner is a great tool to do that. Use the default settings and just clean your computer every once in a while. If you're doing something on Facebook, let's say, and I'm not necessarily saying anything immoral or illegal, mm-hmm. but I'm just saying something that you just don't want to have tracked. You can do it after a Facebook session. One of the things that I'm still struggling with is understanding that Facebook is useful, but also, you know, getting past my irritation and, you know, just thinking that Facebook sucks. I mean, that's just my honest opinion. But it's become so ubiquitous in people. I mean, listen, for me to find out if a relative has gone in the hospital or is dead, I have to check Facebook. That's the only way I find out. Mm-hmm. No phone calls, no letters, no nothing. So, you know, it's always a tough...
No Telegraph.
No, yeah. No, no Western Union.
No Western Union.
Yeah. No Morse code. 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. Facebook versus the European Union Data Protection Commissioner. Yeah. On the evil scale, probably equivalent. There's a product that's been out a little bit, probably about a year actually, from D-Link, called the Smart Plug. A lot of promise, low price, but I wanted to just alert you because I think a lot of people are buying these things and then going, oh man, this isn't what I expected. Not a bad product, but not quite as polished as it really needs to be. What it's designed to do, and again, it's a great idea, and a great, you know, they're trying to do the right thing, but just isn't quite ready for prime time, in my opinion. Maybe the next version will be. We'll keep you posted. But the D-Link smart plugs are basically little boxes that you plug into your plug-in on the wall, your power plug-ins. Mm-hmm. And then they connect to your Wi-Fi network and allow you, using your computers or your smartphone, to manage your house. It's home automation on the cheap. And it really works well. The problem is it doesn't work as well as it should be. It's not as easy to set up as it should be. It's not as reliable as it should be. So I just want to alert you guys. D-Link is a great company. I mean, we got some D-Link products in the studio here that we've been using for years. Hold off. See if we can come up with some other alternatives in the same kind of a price range. I mean, we're talking like $30 per adapter, which still is not real cheap if you've got 25 power outlets in your house you want to manage. It starts to get a little bit costly. But compared to some of the alternatives, it is cheaper. And they do work, just not ready for prime time. I think for the average person, you're going to want to wait. We did remotes how many years ago? 10 years ago or more. At home builder models where they had introduced home automation and even at that point when it was built into the home, when they built the home, didn't quite catch on. So we'll keep you posted. Wait on the D-Link smart plugs, and we'll be back with the Apple and Microsoft updates right after this.
Dave Mason, the Computer Whisperer. The Computer Whisperer? Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.